I am Roberta Schultz. In this time of pandemic, I found it difficult to concentrate on any one task for very long. Reading, which has long been my trusty antidote to an unquiet mind, has become harder, so I fully expected that I would just wander through the pages of the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires without sinking my teeth into the plot for long. I was wrong. New in March from Quirk Books, this horror novel from Grady Hendrix first intrigued me with its unlikely female protagonist, a group of moms in the suburbs of Charleston, South Carolina, who decide to rebel against the traditional notion of a book club deemed suitable for their stay-at-home mom status in the 1990s. Instead of reading the prescribed bestseller canon of their social set, they opt for reading true crime books, a decision that makes them hyper-aware when a handsome stranger moves into their community and bizarre happenings coincide. When the main character, Patricia Campbell, is attacked by an elderly neighbor, the woman's apologetic and handsome relative, James Harris, insinuates himself into her life, into her husband's social crowd, and even into the book club. The more Patricia invites him in, the more he fills the holes of love and support she's lacking from her family. But soon she starts to see a sinister side to his charming newcomer facade. While the book club is reading Helter Skelter and The Stranger Beside Me, children on the other side of town are dying under strange circumstances. Neighborhood gossip says the children were lured into the woods before their deaths by a man in a white van. Then Patricia witnesses James in the act of drinking someone's blood. She knows he's a vampire, but how to convince the rest of the book club that the popular new stranger is a monster? If this book were just a well-written horror novel about vampires, I don't think it would have sucked me in so completely. Forgive the vampire puns. Grady Hendrix has that ultimate effect. He is able to paint sympathetic comic characters who worry about their hairstyles and manners while caught in situations where most of us would be screaming in terror. But he's also able to create truly scary plot lines that make us question the structure of society in general. It's no overstatement that his publisher blurb refers to this novel as Steel Magnolias meets Dracula. The book club dialogue is often clever, indeed reminding me of some of the better lines delivered in Steel Magnolias. And the slapstick vampire slaying method also rivals some of the Flannery O'Connor-esque catastrophes so prevalent in that beloved movie's plot. But make no mistake, this is a horror novel. People die in horrible ways. There is an ultimate battle between good and evil. The characters pay steep prices for their sheroism. Grady Hendrix says he based his heroines on his mother's book club and set his novel in the very Charleston neighborhood where he grew up. And maybe that's why it's so easy to laugh at these characters for their foibles, while still loving them for their ultimate strength in taking on the dark forces of life the way mothers do. Grady Hendrix is a 2016 recipient of the Bram Stoker Award, which my horror writing friends assure me is the pinnacle award for their craft. But he won for writing about the genre. His nonfiction work, Paperbacks from Hell, chronicles the history of the paperback boom of the 1970s and 80s. His novels include Horror Store, about a haunted IKEA, My Best Friend's Exorcism, and We Sold Our Souls. Television rights to the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires have already been sold to Amazon. You can find a link to the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires by Grady Hendrix at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. As I was reading this funny and terrifying book, I kept wondering how I could find such a work comforting in a time when just going to the store is hair-raising enough for most of us. And then I remembered how the fictional members of the Southern Book Club comforted their dying friend by reading passages from true crime to her in her hospital bed. Sometimes just the act of sharing words with each other brings a kind of peace. I am Roberta Schultz.